The three Republicans vying to run against U.S. Senator Mark Begich met today in an Eagle River church to debate social issues in a forum sponsored by the Alaska Family Council. All three took anti-abortion conservative positions, but as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, this was Joe Miller's crowd.
Miller doesn't believe in exceptions to an abortion ban, even when a woman becomes pregnant as a result of rape or incest. The audience at Community Covenant Church was with him.
This is the barometer of we the people. Are we going to protect the most defenseless, or are we going to give platitudes? Thank you.
Need Treadwell says the issue is personal with him.
My mom got pregnant in college. Abortion was available then, but I stand in front of you today because mom and dad chose life, and I thank God every day that she did.
Treadwell says abortion should only be allowed if both the mother and baby would otherwise die. Dan Sullivan says he would allow a rape and incest exception.
That does not mean that I'm supportive of abortions in those situations, but because they're such horrendous situations, and support for the victim in those kind of situations of rape and incest is also very important. From my perspective, that's something that the family should be making the decision on.
Miller had the other two on the defensive for blocking an anti-abortion initiative in state government. Lieutenant Governor Treadwell and Sullivan, a former state attorney general, say the measure they ruled against conflicted with existing law, and they felt a duty to uphold the law. Treadwell challenged Miller to draft a better initiative than the one he had to turn down.
If it passes muster, that initiative could move forward. But Joe, you just can't criticize people for following the law. We followed the law.
Miller had a ready response.
You know, we've heard that argument before. I was just following orders.
The candidates all say they're against amnesty for illegal immigrants and against legislation that would roll back the Supreme Court's decision in the Hobby Lobby case. Miller is running far behind the other two in the polls and in campaign contributions. In his closing statement, though, he suggested those present give to the family of Rick Shields, a Palmer conservative activist who died a few days ago. Miller, who says he's the only non-millionaire in the race, managed to turn the plea into a subtle dig at his rivals.
Instead of donating to these campaigns, of course, Dan doesn't need your money, and me spending his own, and you know that my campaign functions on sweat equity, but please, don't give to our campaigns today. If you came here with a checkbook to write out to one of these candidates, give it to the Shields. Give it to the Shields.
During Treadwell's closing statement, Miller supporters passed out a two-year-old press release from the ACLU highlighting that Treadwell allowed transgender Alaskans to change the gender category on their driver's licenses. In Eagle River, I'm Liz Ruskin.